This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Daryl Sherman, is a jazz singer who performs at clubs and cabarets and has made several recordings. She has a lovely, warm voice and a great repertoire of songs. On her new CD, A Lady Must Live, which is on After Nine Records, she sings songs by Rodgers and Hart, Kurt Vile, the Gershwins, and Billy Strayhorn. She's accompanied on many tracks by pianist Tommy Flanagan. She previously recorded with pianist Dave McKenna. We invited Daryl Sherman to sing and play our piano and to talk with us about music. So let's get started with a song that's also on the new CD, Cole Porter's I'm in Love Again.
Why am I just as happy as a child? Why am I like a racehorse running wild? Why am I in a state of ecstasy? The reason is 'cause something's happened to me. I'm in love again, and the spring is coming. I'm in love again. Hear my heartstrings strumming, I'm in love again. And the tune I'm humming is the huddle up, cuddle up blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, darn glad of it, good news.
Daryl Sherman at our piano. It's a great song. That song is actually also included on your new CD, A Lady Must Live. You've played recently at the Waldorf in New York, and the piano in the room that you play in is Cole Porter's former Steinway. Do I have that right?
Yes, it was his Steinway that was in the Waldorf Towers, where he lived for many years up until the mid-60s when he died.
Did you feel a Cole Porter vibe when you play his piano?
Oh, gosh. Night and Day practically plays itself. There's a plaque on the piano that kind of commemorates that he lived there and that some of the greatest and most loved songs in America's history were written on this piano, and people come by and they take pictures. I'm in lots of videos. I travel all over the world just from being in these videos, and ask me all kinds of questions. Some people want to know if he's going to come down and play. And I say, he may come up and play. And some people even think, I'm Cole Porter. Depends on the age group. Some people ask if he's written anything that they could dance to.
Right.
Get all kinds of things there. But it really is kind of a kick to play the piano, and there's a lot of history just with that hotel.
You got introduced to this kind of music very early on in your life, because your father is a musician. He's a trombone player. Sammy Sherman, is that his name?
That's his name, Sammy.
And he led his own band as well as playing trombone?
He had a combo. I guess that's what they called it then when I was growing up. He played with quartets and quintets. And before I was born, he played with some bands. He played with the Buddy Morrow Band and Sonny Dunham Band. But I was pretty lucky because he would come home from a weekend gig, and I would be the kid awakened at 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning if he'd bring some musicians home and have me sing for the company or something. And
what was in your repertoire back then?
Oh, gosh, I'm dating myself. I think unfortunately, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I think every kid wanted to be Dorothy. He would sit me down at the piano. We had a piano, even though he didn't play the piano. He gave me one of the most valuable gifts by teaching me how to play triads, which is just basically three-note chords, and helping me to accompany myself, because really my first love was singing. And he was both my probably best fan and severest critic. He said, I don't want you being an amateur. You have to know, if you're going to be a singer, you have to know what keys you sing in, and you have to know the terms like taking it out, which is ending the song, or go to the bridge, or go to the release. And he was really strict with me about that, and I'm grateful for it now.
My guest is singer and pianist Daryl Sherman. She has a new CD called A Lady Must Live. Let's take a short break here, and then we'll talk some more and hear some more songs. This is Fresh Air. Joining us today at the piano is Daryl Sherman, and she has a new CD called A Lady Must Live. I think one of the things you're interested in doing in the songs that you find is finding songs by women composers.
Not primarily women composers, but it does interest me, women lyricists like Dorothy Fields. But one comes to mind, a lady named Irene Higginbottom. And I don't know a whole lot about her, but I did speak to her once on the phone, and she is the niece of J.C. Higginbottom, who is a jazz trombonist. Uh-huh. And probably her most famous song is Good Morning Heartache, which Billie Holiday put on the map. Now, that was a collaboration. I'm not sure how much of the music and how much of the words she wrote. But she wrote a whole bunch of other things because she sent me all kinds of music. And a couple of them were written with Nat Cole. And a particular song that I love, This Will Make You Laugh, he put on the map. And she wrote, I know she wrote the words and music to that.
Would you do it for us? It's a great song.
I'd love to. This will make you laugh. I've staked my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it could not miss. But I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, and for all my love, you didn't see it through. Of all the fools, I break the rule. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not fun.
funny to me.
Sung by Irene Higginbottom, played for us by Daryl Sherman. And Daryl Sherman has a new CD called A Lady Must Live. Now, Daryl, an earlier CD of yours was just all songs associated with Mildred Bailey, the singer who recorded in the 30s, 40s, and 50s as well.
Well, not really. She died around 1951. Essentially, she died at age 44 or 45, about the same age that Billie Holiday died. But her main period was in the 30s and the 40s.
Tell me what has made her an important figure to you musically.
Well, first of all, she was a very significant singer in the world of jazz, even though her name is not as well known as Billie's or Ella's or Sarah's. She was a great influence on them, and she was the first band singer. The band in question was the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and it was with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra that she met her husband, the first man to play jazz on a xylophone, Red Norvo. And together they had a great career performing and recording. The significance for me when I finally came to Mildred was, well, first, songs, because I'm passionate about songs, and even in this short span of the 30s and 40s, she sure sang a whole lot of them, and really wonderful songs. And there's something about her. I heard Rosemary Clooney in an interview once mention that she took elegant liberty with the songs, with her phrasing. She was a little ahead of her time. She wasn't a scat singer, but she knew how to phrase and how to make the stuff really swing. And I think even more significant, my relationship to her is she didn't have that stereotypical, traditional jazz sound, the sound that people associate, the sort of husky, bluesy sound. She had a girlish sound, more, even though she was not a soprano, but the timbre made it sound that way. And, of course, I can relate to that.
She had a great repertoire of songs, as you mentioned, and a combination of like ballads and swing tunes and novelty tunes. Maybe you could do an excerpt of a couple of her songs, of the songs she sang.
Well, the song that she was most associated with was Hoagy Carmichael's Rockin' Chair. She was called the Rockin' Chair Lady, so I'll give you a little of that. Old rockin' chair's got me cane by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin, ain't going nowhere. Just sitting here grabbing at the flies round my rocking chair. She introduced songs that sometimes became hits for other people. One of the first songs she ever sang was Georgia on My Mind, and of course we associate that with many people, particularly Ray Charles. But she was also great at what you mentioned, novelty songs. And Johnny Mercer was a frequent guest at their home. They loved to entertain Red and Mildred, and he was a frequent guest and brought them all kinds of material, and this is something that she put on the map, and it's kind of a favorite of mine, too. Life was so peaceful at the laundry. Life was so calm and serene. Life was très gay till that unlucky day I happened to read that magazine. Why did I read that advertisement which said, since I rumba, Jim thinks I'm sublime? Why, oh, why did I ever try when I didn't have the talent? I didn't have the money, and teacher did not have the time. Arthur Murray chopped me dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. He showed me the groundwork, the walking around work, and told me to take it from there. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. It'd turn out all right. To my way of thinking, it came out stinking. I don't know my left from my right. The people around me can all sing a one and a two and a three. But any resemblance to waltzing is just coincidental with me. Anyway, you get the idea.
That's a great song, yeah.
And so on and so forth.
There's another song I'm hoping that you could do a few bars of that Mildred Bailey helped to make famous. And the song is Lover Come Back to Me.
Oh, yes. Lover Come Back to Me is really a favorite of mine, too. And it was Mildred's signature song. She used to end most of her sets with it. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue. The night is cold. The moon is new, but love is old. So while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing. Oh lover, come back to me.
That's great, and that's Daryl Sherman, and she has a whole CD, one of her earlier CDs, that is totally devoted to songs associated with Mildred Bailey. We're going to talk some more, and she'll play some more songs for us after we take a break. This is Fresh Air. Joining us at the piano today is singer Daryl Sherman, and she has a new CD, which is called A Lady Must Live, and she's here to talk with us and play some songs. Earlier, we were talking about songs, and you mentioned a song, Isn't It a Pity, that you really love, and you were saying that you hear it differently now than you did when you started singing it. And since you were talking about the important thing being the meaning of the lyric to you, I thought you could tell us a little bit about how the meaning of that song has changed for you, and then maybe you could sing it for us.
Well, first of all, just as I say, growing into songs and finding even a different way with them musically, sometimes if you change the key, that can change the whole flavor of it. But your perspective at 22 is not the same as it is when you're 42. And in this case, in this song, I think of this as more of a middle-aged love song. I happened to sing it just recently. Two friends of mine just married much later in life, and I dedicated it to them, and it had so much more meaning for me now. And then I also think of it in terms of my own life and the people and the relationships that I've just come to. Anyway, and it's also, just in its own right, by George and Ira Gershwin, just a splendid song.
Would you play it for us?
I'd be delighted. Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme?
Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended. Everything is splendid. Meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea. Here I stay. It's a funny thing. I look at you. I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we never met before? Here we are at last. It's like a dream. The two of us, a perfect team. And it's such a pity we never met before. Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. You with the neighbors, I at silly labors. What joys untasted. You reading Heine, I somewhere in China. Happiest of girls, I'm sure to be. If only you would say to me, it's an awful pity we never, never met before.
That was really lovely. Really nice interpretation of that song.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love this song.
Yeah. Daryl Sherman, it's been great to have you here. Thank you so much for
doing
some songs
for us. Well,
you
make it so much fun. It's so great to share these songs with you. It's been an absolute pleasure for me.
Daryl Sherman performing in our studio. Daryl Sherman's new CD, A Lady Must Live, is on After Nine Records.